Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos of Samech Hei. Picking on the top of the page about a Mishnah. All right, let's talk about how they would go ahead and get the barley for the Omer. They had to do Katsira, they had to reap the barley. How would they do it? Ketzed Hein Osen. What would they do? Shluchei Beis and Yotzen Me'er V'yamtif. V'osen Osen Krichos B'mechubar Lekarka. They had Shluchei Beis and they would go out on Erev Yomtif. That's the day before Pesach. And what would they do? They would also have some krichos. They would tie the barley into bundles, and it was while still attached to the ground. As Rashi says at krichos, what they would do is korchin v'koshrin rashi hashibolin melo agrof, right? The amount of a fistful. They would tie a fistful of barley stalks by the tips. Kedeshi noach liksor, to be able to go into bikotzer, to reap it, cut it off. Kol hayaros hasmuchos l'sham miskansos l'sham. Now, when it got close to the first day of Pesach, what would they do? All the people of the towns that were there would go and gather over there. Kedeshi niksar ve'esagado, so that there would be like a whole spiel of everybody reaping together. Rashi says, Hamola himola gedola shiavinu baitusim sheba motzi yom tov kotzen. So the baitusim should know that in motzi yom tov when they do ketzira, o son de baitusim lo modu, because they weren't masking. Like we're going to see. Kevan, so we want it to be done like fanfare, like a lot of people would recognize and see what's going on over there, to go against what they hold over here. So Kevan Shech Shicha, Omelet, once it became dark, then the reaper would ask, Arshiz HaKotze L'Bnei Yoros, Omdos HaLav, Ba HaShemesh, did the sun come? Literally, did it set? And Omer Hain, Arshiz says, Omer, Ba HaShemesh, Omer Lo Hain, they said back to him, yes. Ba HaShemesh, Amar Hain, he would say it again. Did the sun set? And then they would say, yes. Magal Zo, Omer Hain. He would then say, this sickle? And they would say, yes. In other words, what do you mean, this sickle? Rashi says, Klomer, but Magal Zo, Exar Tvur, should I go and should I cut it? And they say, yay, Kubazu Omer Hain. What about this basket? Should I put it in this basket? Says Rashi, Atena Tvur. And they would say, Hain, yes. Kubazu Omer Hain. They would say, in this basket? And they would say, yes. Okay. The Shabbos, if this happened on Shabbos, Omer Lehen, Shabbos Zu, Omer Hain. If they would say on this Shabbos, they say, yeah. Right? In other words, the question is, should they do it even on Shabbos? Right? Just extra for Shabbos. Shabbos Zu, Omer Hain, this Shabbos? Yeah. Extra for Hain, Omer Lo Ketzor. Then he would say, should I reap it? And they would say, do it, reap. Extra for Hain, Omer Lo Ketzor. Sholos Pa'amim, Shol Kol, Dover V'Dover. You would do three things on each one of them. Hain, Omer Lo. Hain. They would answer yes every time. Kokach Lama, like, why? What's going on over here? Why Rashi Shaya Show Lama? Why are they asking all these questions? Like, so many questions. Like, what's going on over here? Mepnei Abaytusim, because of Abaytusim, Shaya Omrim, Ain, Ketirus Omrim, Motzi Yom Tov. They would say it's not done on Motzi Yom Tov on the night that's following the first day of Pesach, like in Tezayin, but it's rather on the first Shabbat, first Saturday night after Yom Tov, the first, the night afterwards. Because it says, Me Machar as a Shabbat. Rashi says, Aluba Motzi Shabbat, Kim Afarshu Gomor, Lefika Chakotzim, Agbin Kolin, they should basically be clear that that's the wrong thing. What they hold. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, as we're going to see, Tana Rabbanan is taught, this is found in Megillas Tainis, and Megillas Tainis is a Megillah of all the different fasts that's brought by Hananya ben Chizkiah during the times of Bayesheni. And as all the days that miracles happen, victories for the Yidden during Bais, during the time that and they would celebrate there, the year afterwards is like Yom Tovim. On some of them, it's also the fast, but Hespedim or Motor, and other time it's Hespedim, we're actually Aser. After the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, all these lost their special levels, except for Hanukkah and Purim. Tarban, Ilein Yomaya Delulis Anabon. These are the days in which fast. It's not mutter to fast. A miktsason the low lunas of them. And some of them, you're not even allowed to go out and give a eulogy. Me reshach de Nisan Ataman Yabe from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Wow, Mamish coming up on this one. The little blender is striking close here. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, the Tokam Tmida, the Tamid, was set up. Rashi says, "Huka matamid al mishpato." Can the first come in? The little misbed. You can't do his brother. So eulogies. So the Gemara says the little misbed, and it's not mutter even to do hespedim on it. You know, certainly not allowed to go and fast on it. Umitmanya bei vatzof moada from the 8th until the end of Pesach. Itos of Chagah the Shavuaya. That's the dates of the Chag of Shavuos is set. Rashi says Nisyashi v'aldino Shavuos and Yamim. Nitzchu Chachamim Abaytusim. They beat out the Chachamim during those days. Back into the Gemara here. So it's the Tosef Chag of the Shavua, the Lola Misbeid, and it's not mutter to even do a eulogy. If you're not even allowed to do a eulogy, clearly means you're not allowed to fast. Says Rashi, Avala Misbeid Shari, the Lola Misbeid. What is Rashi saying? Itosav Chag of the Shavua, the Shavuaya. Rashi says that Nisash Vadino, the Lulisana. What am I? Oh, I'm sorry, it's the next thing. The Lulam is saying you can't do, and you're not allowed to do a Hesved there. Mirei Sharchi Denisa Vatvanya Bey, it took him to Mida, the Lulam is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan. The Talmud was brought, it was set up, established, and it's not mutter to eulogize. Shall you stukum home, or what stukum say? Yachid Mistava, maybe Talmud. Even a Yachid can donate and bring the daily Talmud. My Darish, what did they? How did they explain this? Get to it. As a kavasachat, as a babal kavasach, kavasachini, taseh bein ha'arba'im. Right, it says that one lamb in the singular make in the morning, the second in the afternoon. So, the fact that it says taseh seems to be saying that even a private person, individual, can go and bring the talmid from his own money. Maya hadu, and what did they say back? Chacham say back, es karboni lachmi li shai tishmeru. And over there we have lashon rabim, right? Says Rashi, shukulan bai mitruma salishka. The fact that it says is that in plural is that all of it comes from the truma salishka. Rashi says kula means kol ha karbonos. Mitamanya bei vatzof moada itosof chagetz for the lemesved. Right? What did we say over there that? On the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Shavuos was settled, and it's not mutter to be haspedim. Shabbosusim over Matzeres Achar Shabbos, because they would say, no, Shavuos always comes out after Shabbos. Right? So that's the way that they would darshan. And Nitpa Lehem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai once joined them. V'amar Lehem, and he said to them, Shota minayin lechem, you fools, where do you get this from? That's just the Haimim Machos of Shabbos Mamashu. Why would you say that? V'lo, back in the Gemara, V'lo haya Adam, Echad shayim yeshiva, there was no one who wanted to answer him. Chutz mizakin Echad shayim mefatfeit, keneg dovam, except for one man who was fighting with him. That's just zakin Echad baitusi haya, mefatfeit, bedivrei v'kochen. He came at him like harshly, like, you know, to fight with him, Vikuach. Moshe Rabbeinu Oiv Yisrael Haya. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he loved Yidden. V'yodesh Shabbateres Yom Echadi. And, you know, Yodesh Shavuos is one day. Amar V'tikna Acher Shabbos, Merev Shabbos, because you saw Misangin Shnei Yomim. So there should be V'sanei Misanugim, 2 days of timing. Kara Allah Mikro Zeh. And he brought up this the following pasuk. Achad Asar Yom Micharif. This is what Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said back. Karla Mikrze Achad Asar Yom Micharif Derech Har Seir. There's 11 days from Charif to Har Seir, right? Going through Har Seir to Kodesh Barnea. The Yidden, they could have went from Har to Charif, which is Har Sinai, to Kodesh Barnea in just 11 days. This is we find in Devarim that when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the smackdown to Jewish people, he said that had they traveled from Har Sinai to Kodesh Barnea by Har Seir, then it would have taken 11 days. But because of what happened with the Meraglim, which caused this whole stickle over there, they had to go for 40 days. So Chodesh Yom, Bechor Derech Har Seir, beep, turn the page. Samechei Amud Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever you saw, and if really you want to say Moshe Rabbeinu, he loved the Yidden so much, this is what you're trying to claim. Lama the Echron B'midbar B'ayim Mishana. Why is it that he made them wait 40 years in the desert? Says Rashi that, well, the top of it is a continuation, but Rashi there says that She'im, Haya Moshe Moloch is Yisrael, Derech HaSeir, Haya Bayin, Ba'achad HaSeir Yom, L'Kadashi Yisimuchel Arts Yisrael. So when he really loved them, why even 40 days? Rashi says, V'dichi Ba'alma, Kamalai, Mishom, Dehu, Haya Omer, Devrei Hevel. It was a silly statement because he said silly statements. So he obviously he was just like, you know, fighting with him in silliness. Amarlo, the spice said back, Rabbi Bekacha Tapotredi, that's it, you're dismissing me like this. Amarlo, said back to him, Shota, Velote Torah Shlema Shalanu Kesicha Batele Shalachem. You fool, our perfect Torah shouldn't be compared to your Sicha Batele. Our Torah is it's not worth even responding. Rashi says, Lidchos Adam Bekana Ubekash. We have one pasuk. It says about the Omer, which starts the day the Omer is brought. Tisbu chamishim yom. It says they do it for 50 days. Rashi says mashma yomim velo shavuos. V'kasev echad Omer. Let's go back to the thing. Kasev echad Omer. Shavu shabbos tamimus. It has to be 7 full weeks, which sounds like it goes by weeks, and that starts on Sunday and ends on Shabbos. If so, the count should start on Sunday. Hakeit said, how do we put these things together? Kam b'yom tishchal yos b'shabbos. We'll say that the one that says complete weeks is talking about the yomtov that falls on Shabbos. The Omer is about the next day, it's Sunday, and therefore we have those complete weeks. Kam b'yom tov tishchal yos b'em tishavu. And that's talking about the yomtov weeks. Therefore, the Omer not brought at the beginning of the week on Sunday. And the count is now days in that Shavu Shabbos is Tamimus. Therefore, we come again to the Baisusim say the Omer doesn't have to be brought on Sunday, and Shavuos, which falls out on the same day of the week, and Omer is brought, it doesn't always fall out on a Sunday. Okay. Now, so Rabbi Eliezer, he says the following, brings his own proofs. So far, Rabbi Shua, Mone, Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'amer, Rabbi Huda, Lamata, Simon. This raya of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, you don't need it to knock at the Baisusim, because every Omer, the pasuk says about the Omer, tisbar lach, count for you, spiritually or bezin, which means that the counting depends on bezin. As she says, bezin kovin amordos. Vatzarich lishal emasai chal yom tov rishon shel Pesach shemaschil lemnos hasfira mimacharas. Back in the Gemara, so spiritually bezin, shehem yodin lachadish, they know how to be mechadish. Mimochas Shabbos, Mocharas Yom Tov. So when it says, the Torah says, from the day after Shabbos, it must mean from the day after Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach. That's a basin decided because then they say when the new month is. Yatzah Shabbos Bereishis. Excluded is the count that begins, you know, from the Shabbos of Bereishis, meaning Shabbos is of Saturday. Shesfirasa Bechol Adam, that's known to every person. You don't need basin for that, and therefore that would mean if you go according to that, then it's Sunday, but we're excluding that. So it goes by. It goes by based in, therefore it means whatever day of the week it comes out. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Omer Torah, the Torah says, this is another raya, he says, Minah Yomim V'Kadosh V'Chodesh, count 29 days and sanctify the beginning of the month with Karbanos. Minah Yomim V'Kadosh Atzeres, count 50 days and B'Mekadosh Shavuos with Karbanos. Ma Chodesh Samech L'Bios Anikar, just like in the counting until the new month, the day the count begins can clearly be identified close to its arrival, where it's clear when to start counting the month of days right after Rosh Chodesh comes, because the count begins with the moon renews its cycle at the end of the previous one. So too, Shavuos, the day that the count begins is clearly close to its arrival. Vim Tomatzeres Yolamacher Shabbos, you want to say it's really early Sunday. How can the day when its count begins be clearly identified before it? It actually arrives. So if, like we say, Toshua Pev, the Omer count always starts the second day of Pesach, you have a specific date, that's the 6th Tesai Nisan, which is known before it comes. But according to Beis Susan, the Omer count begins on the Sunday after the first day of Pesach. It can start any one of different dates, the 16th of Nisan, the 17th, the 18th, depending on which day of the week Pesach is going to start. Number four, another ayah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Omer Torah, the Torah says, Havi Omer bePesach Shtei Lechem Metzeres. Bring the Omer Pesach and the two Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. Ma'ala Holland Regel Tchilat Regel. Just like the Shtei Lechem are brought on the holiday of Shavuos at the beginning of it. Afkan Regel Tchilat Regel. So to the Omer has to be brought on Pesach at the beginning of the holiday, where it's knocks at the Vaisusim. At least the Omer is not necessarily brought on Pesach at all. If the first day of Pesach falls on a Sunday, they would say that the Omer is offered on the following Sunday, which is after the 7 days is over. And even if they were to bring out a Pesach, they would not necessarily do it at the beginning, right? So the first day of Pesach falls on a Monday, then they would bring the Omer until the following Sunday, which is at the very end. Number five, Rabbi Huda ben Miser Omer. Rabbi Huda ben Miser Omer. Number Shabbos Abba, number Shabbos Abanta. It says Shabbos above by the Omer. It says it below by the Shtei Atzeres. By the L'shtei Lechem. Malahol Megil Tchil Regel Samech Lo. Just like when we're talking about below the case of the Shtei Lechem, the holiday of Shavuos and the beginning of the holiday are close to that Shabbos. Right? Shavuos falls immediately after the seventh week. The Shabbos is the seventh week of the Omer that finished. Afkan Regel Tchil Regel Samech Lo. So too in the case of the Omer, that the Chag of Pesach and the beginning of the festival is to be close to its Sabbath. Torah Rabbanan, Usfartem, Usfartem Lachem, Imacharaz HaShabbat. Right, it's a Jewish account, and that's plural. Shatei Sfira L'chol Echad V'Echad, it's going to teach that every individual person should be doing it. Rashi Shash Kol Echad, Chayev L'Sfar, everyone's Chayev to count. Imacharaz HaShabbat, Imacharaz Yom Tov, means after Yom Tov. Oh, you know, El Imacharaz Shabbat Bereishis, maybe it means after, like Shabbos of Reishis, meaning regular Shabbos, Saturday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harei Omer already says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, it says count for 50 days. Kol Sfiru Shata Sofer Lo Yeh Ela Chamishim Yom, that teaches that all the Omer counts that you shall count be 50 days. V'im Torah Melchus Shabbos Bereishis, Pam Shadu Wotzeh Chamishim Echad, sometimes it's going to be 51. Sometimes two, Chamishim Mishalach, Chamishim Ma'arva, Chamishim Mechabish, Chamishim Mishisha, Chamishim Mishisha, you're going to be 55 or 56. If I can't mean that. Rabbi Huda ben Miser Omer, Eino Tzarech. He says that you don't need that to go into Nakat the Maisusim. Beep, turn the page. Samech Vav, Omer Aleph. Ari Omer, because we know the Pasuk says about the Omer, Tispar Lach, shall count, and Sphira Tulia Basin, which means that it's up to Basin. The Torah says that it starts from the day Mimarchas to Shabbos, that's the Shabbos Bereishis, it's for some Chaladim, that ever can go and can count. Rabbi Yossi Yom Mimarchas to Shabbos, Mimarchas Yom Tov. Atom Mimarchas Yom Tov, or Yom Mimarchas Shabbos Bereishis. Amarta, so we say back, V'chi Nehem Mimarchas to Shabbos, Shabbatuch HaPesach, does it say that? V'alo Lo Nehem Elam Mimarchas to Shabbos. The Chol Hashana Kula Melea Shabbosos. Say Ubedok is a Shabbos. Now that we know the entire year is full of Shabbos, Saturdays, we have to go out and find out which one is meant. And therefore, we can come out that the Shabbos means not a regular Shabbos, but that of Yom Tov. And therefore, it means the day after. Yochas Shabbos after the 50 days. And furthermore, never Shabbos Amata, never Shabbos Amala. It says Shabbos by the Shtei Lachem. It says it by the Omer. Amala, hold on, regular Chiyos, regular. Just like below, but the Shabbos of the Shtei Lachem is close to the Chag at the beginning of the festival. Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel. So to hear about the Shabbos of the Omer, it's Machos Shabbos is close to the Chag Pesach and the beginning of the Chag. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Kasev Echad Omer Sheshes Yom Tochal Matzos. It says about the Matzos 6 day. You shall eat matzahs for Kosev Echad Omer Shivas Yom Matzahs Tochel 7 days. Okay, Tzad Matzah Shiyata Yachol Ochla Shiva Min Achadosh. We have to say that the first pasuk is talking about a matzah. You can't eat all 7 days of Pesach because it's from the chadash, the new crop. If you can't eat from that, then you will be able to have six of the new crop because after the Omer is brought on the second day, the new crop is going to be mutter for the last days of the Chag. Now, as Rashi explains this pshat of the pasuk for 6 days, you know, period is valid only if the Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. But if it's offered on the Sunday following the first day of Pesach, like the Beisusim said, then the new crop may be mutter for less than 6 days. Like if it's on Monday, they would say that the Omer is brought the next Sunday, which is the seventh and the last day of Chag, in which case anything would be mutter for less than 1 day, and therefore we see that against what they're saying, and Rochas Shabbos means after Yom Tov. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.